Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's already Tuesday, the 12th day of February, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours, as we are Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, and then, of course, retransmitted on stations all across the United States, simulcast Global Shortwave, WWCR, and XM. Channel 166. The news websites are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. Okay, it's another completely overloaded transmission. You know, I didn't even really talk about the Pope Benedict's announcement that was made Sunday night that he'll resign, the first pope in 600 years to do that. The last time there was a major schism in the church, and whether you're a Christian or a Catholic, if you live on this planet, this is certainly a big deal. I believe it's because of scandals inside data that has been breached inside the Vatican, and that there is pressure being put on him to resign. Or that the information is so damaging, the blackmail information, that he's just stepping down in case it all comes out. There are major wars going on within the globalist camp. All of the major denominations of Christianity, the major Muslim leaders led by Saudi Arabia, the Sunnis, they're all pushing world government. Ratzinger, while this current pope, while defending the unborn and things like that, which I think are admirable, has said, you know, global government, all the nations coming together, new world order, pushing EU. So the Vatican is a big political machine that certainly stands to gain from a planetary government. And if you look at the Treaty of Rome, in 1957, the Vatican is intimately involved in the establishment of that. And everybody knows I don't get into Jew bashing, Catholic bashing, Protestant bashing, Muslim bashing. But all of these major groups, the leadership, in most cases, because it changes back and forth, is basically a mafia feeding off of their followers. And that's just a fact. And anything big and institutional tends to get corrupt over time. But we'll open the phones up today on the Dorner situation, and I'll give you updates on after we come back, on the economy, how they're totally deindustrializing the U.S., raising taxes across the board, county, city, federal, fines, fees, regulations on steroids, designed to bankrupt us and transfer all the wealth to China, where it's centrally controlled by the global New World Order neo-robber barons. Neo-robber barons, I think, best describes these people. And David Icke is joining us. He's hard to get on. But I saw the report put out by the different universities and MIT conferring with the analysis of the German scientist that, and there's a lot of other studies that have shown this. In fact, guys, I meant to do a file on this. You just got him so quickly. Will you guys print me some of the major scientific studies? There's been a bunch of them where they've noticed that when you observe matter, it changes the way it behaves. In fact, not just when an electron microscope is looking at something, that changes the way it behaves, but when a human starts looking at it, even though there's no actual change in matter or no energy that can be seen, that can be measured in the scientific method that's known going into the matter, suddenly when a human looks at it, and some of the studies show other animals this happens, but not all animals, humans is particularly powerful. The most powerful response, this has been proven, by the way, that the matter then changes the way it behaves when a human consciousness is staring at it. Yeah, there's Science Daily, quantum theory demonstrated observation affects reality. Print that for me. And so I walked in here today, and it was David Icke on the sheet. Usually I'm more informed of things. I just got him so quickly because he's been saying this for, I don't know, 20 years after he had a vision while hiking in the mountains of, what was it, South America. All right, we're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen gorgeous red roses, plus a free glass vase, a free teddy bear, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 9696. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Thursday, and this incredible deal expires Wednesday. Most roses will be sold out by Valentine's Day, so order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guaranteed Valentine's delivery. One dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase, free teddy bear, and free chocolates, all for only $39.99. But hurry, because it could be nearly impossible to find roses on Valentine's Day. And this incredible last-minute deal expires Wednesday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 9696. That's secret code 9696.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
A new world order.
A new world order. A new world order.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this 12th day of February 2013 on this Tuesday edition. The one, the only, David Icke will be joining us because a lot of major universities and government studies are showing in multi-science disciplines that there are laws to the universe that don't fit into their old scientific models. Gee, you mean the government and the establishment doesn't know everything? We're going to be looking at that today. And breaking down these big studies saying that it appears that the universe is a artificially projected system. To use the word computer simulation, as scientists are doing it, that would be like comparing a image of a paper airplane, a one-dimensional image of a paper airplane to a Star Destroyer. If that was itself something actualized and built. When the globalists say that they have unlocked the secrets of DNA, they haven't unlocked the secrets of humans or a Bengal tiger. They have taken a digital photograph of the DNA, it doesn't mean that they actually understand it. They have a photo of the tiger, a photo of the elephant, a photo of the human, and they are able to manipulate small parts of DNA and RNA, in the case of viruses, and get a desired effect, but down the road it always mutates and turns into something completely different, a lot of times with disastrous effects. And that's the real crisis facing humanity, and the question of, will our civilization survive? Will humanity make it to the next level? The establishment is doing a couple things. They're digging in giant bunkers, armored vehicles, tanks, enough bullets in the U.S. to wage a 30-year war against the American people, while trying to deindustrialize and simultaneously dumb down and sicken the general public. All of that is going on. All of that is unfolding while the establishment races ahead with technological developments that they know are very likely to create the crises that could lead to an extinction level event for humans, while lecturing us all day how our carbon dioxide, that is part of the carbon cycle of the planet, is so evil, and how the flatulence of cows is going to kill us all, when there's always been bovine in similar numbers ranging across the plains of the planet engaged in flatulence. So technically, the establishment is schizophrenic, conflicted, and out of control, but they're unified in a program of predatory dumbing the public down, robbing the public, destroying opportunity. The only opportunity they try to provide is funneled in to their power structures and their systems. Yeah, there it is. California EPA warns on cow flatulence. So that's a article out of Fox News from, I don't know, 7-8 years ago, back in 2005. They're already regulating it and taxing it in places like Australia. And Canada is also now putting that into place. Okay, enough of that. A lot of things are going on, but I do want to go to your phone calls ahead of our guests joining us, and then I have open phones as well in the third hour today. But here is some of the news that I have here in front of us. Police warn all black men, you could be stopped and questioned. Well, yeah, they stop white guys and then shoot their car up, thinking that they're Dorner. It's a total hysteria, drama queen behavior going on in Southern California. Is Christopher Dorner another psychiatric killer? Turns out he was under some type of psychiatric treatment for depression. You know what they subscribe for that? Mass murder, suicide pills, known as serotonin reuptake inhibitors and others. LAPD trying to execute Dorner while engaging LA citizens with frenzies, shoot to kill gunfire. That's up at Infowars.com by Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com. School board wants to take copyrights away from students and teachers. I'm going to be getting more into that today. It's all part of a global trend. We're also going to get into Bill Gates dodges questions on why he owns 500,000 shares of Monsanto. Well, to reduce our population. Software that tracks people on social media created by a defense firm to track and also culture jam and engage in domestic propaganda. That's London Guardian. And we're going to be getting into, obviously, Apocalypse Now, the final pope. That is the headline up at Infowars.com by Paul Watson. And we don't put this type of news out. The Market Watch, the Wall Street Journal, is our article, and Paul Watson's video, special report, is concerning prophecy. Is the next pope the last pope? Medieval prophet says only one pontiff remains. So we're going to be looking at that. The larger issue is, why is he the first pope in 600-plus years to step down before dying? Pope John Paul II was the second longest sitting pontiff, and of course had Parkinson's and everything else, had been shot up previously, and still stayed on. So why is that tradition being broken? Obviously, you've had the internal documents of the Vatican stolen by his valet, who's now been pardoned and all the rest of it. There is a battle within the New World Order over control of the Vatican. That is admittedly going on. And I think the evidence is this ties into it. So we're going to get your take on that as well here today. And there's a lot of other important Dorner news that I've not gotten into yet that I want to also get into a little bit later. But they're thinking that he may have escaped into Mexico because they found a boat with a rope tied around the propeller, and they think that might have been him. They think he's in the mountains. The images of SWAT teams in full armor marching around in the blizzard is pretty ridiculous. Yeah, it snows in some of those mountains there in California. It's just all ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous to see this type of thing happening. But as I said, we're going to be getting more into that coming up today. Also, in the economy area, McClatchy newspapers are reporting shelters are seeing more elderly homeless, more real people, not mentally ill folks who are real people, but sadly, are broken down because of mental problems, not drug addicts, but real families, real old people, folks that have had everything they have taken. And the government will take an old lady's house for unpaid property taxes, even though they can't pay them and are broke. They will take your house for unpaid federal and state taxes. And they've got actuaries. They know the large portions are not going to be able to pay. It's designed to wreck everything. The state of Texas now, if you get like three tickets, what is it, in 2 years, you're not even told that when you go ahead and just pay the ticket, they're going to charge you upwards of $10,000 over the next 5 years. And it's happened to people I know who get two speeding tickets and suddenly get multi-$1,000 bills after they've already paid the ticket. And again, none of this is to run the system. It's to wreck the system. The power to tax is the power to destroy. So we're going to be getting more into that. I have dispatched some of my reporters to video the next hour what is being reported by local News Radio 590, our local affiliate, as the biggest procession they've ever seen. And it stretches, it left before sunrise this morning in Dallas. Chris Kyle, the slain Navy SEAL, reportedly killed at a gun range by someone he brought out there trying to treat for PTSD. Nearly 7,000 people attend memorial service for ex-Navy SEAL Chris Kyle at Cowboys Stadium in Arlington, Texas. And you've got a procession of motorcycle riders, citizens, you name it. It's shutting down the most traveled artery in the entire Midwest and through Texas. Probably I-35 is arguably the most busy artery in the country. But security tight for slain sniper Chris Kyle's funeral procession. And it just goes into the security because I guess Al-Qaeda might try to attack. Just absolutely ridiculous. You mean tyranny is tight. Everything is selling the idea of total tyranny, but never mind that the government could become the larger tyranny. APD releases ex-Navy SEAL Chris Kyle's funeral procession route. And it says the funeral procession for ex-Navy SEAL Chief Petty Officer Chris Kyle will travel through Austin today. Iraq War veteran Eddie Ray Roth, 25, has been charged with February 2nd killing of Kyle and his friend Chad Littlefield at the North Texas gun range. Nearly 7,000 people attended Kyle's memorial service at Monday at Cowboy Stadium. Tuesday, the procession will travel down I-35, exit 6th Street, travel east on 7th Street, and north on Navasota Street to the Texas State Cemetery. That's the former Civil War cemetery, Confederate cemetery. APD Chief Art Aceveda tweeted Monday that the procession is scheduled to enter the northern city limits between 11:30 a.m. and noon. Yeah, and they're behind, but a little bit after noon is the info we've got. Austin police say the cemetery will be closed to the public during the funeral. Well, obviously, you can't go visit your family there. They're buried there. Additionally, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Navasota and Kamal Streets will be closed between 7th and 11th Streets, the sidewalk on the north side. I'm just going over that to show how out of control this is. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not against somebody getting a funeral procession, okay? And obviously, I've interviewed Chris Kyle. I had a chance to talk to him. Jesse Ventura was suing him and winning in court over his claim he punched him out and then changed his story that it was outside. Then turned out Ventura had witnesses it didn't happen. Kyle didn't. The whole thing's very suspicious. But I'll say this. Why not have a funeral procession for all the troops dying of DU exposure? There is no procession. In fact, they won't even send people out to, do the gun salute and the rituals. The truth is, more and more they treat the troops like absolute crap, but then they'll have these big, giant events to create the illusion that they care. looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Oh, great. Now I've got to go to court.
Meet Tina, now facing a future court date.
I can't afford an attorney.
Then learn how to represent yourself in court, step by step, without a lawyer.
How?
Online at howtowinincourt.com.
Howtowinincourt.com?
Howtowinincourt.com was created by a 27-year veteran attorney, so you can know how to win without a lawyer.
Now I can go to court with confidence.
Learn how at howtowinincourt.com, the leader in lawsuit self-help since 1997.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
And we are back live. Alex Jones here. Thank you for joining us. David Icke on the nature of reality and all these big scientific reports coming out saying that the universe appears to be a computer simulation. That's their words. It shows a artificial force basically holding it all together, projecting it. That's what David's been saying for 20 years, and he's been saying exactly that. So he's going to be joining us in the second hour. Whether you love him or hate him, he's certainly an intriguing individual. Then we'll also get his take on the expanded wars, the police state, the bankrupting of the planet, the mass shootings, all of it. Look forward to the discussion with David Icke. I'm going to give the number out right now, free-for-all, old callers, new callers, first-time callers, whatever the case is, I want to get your take on what you think is going on behind the Vatican. There's a lot of theories out there. I'm going to break some of that down with the Pope saying he's going to step down the next 2 weeks. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Here's some of the other news I'm going to be getting into after we take some of your calls. Federal investigators suspected Dorner fled to Mexico, affidavit shows. Here's another one. Police worry Dorner may be capable of flying a plane. Warning issued to local airports. More government training given to this guy. LAPD crippled by Dorner's search, limited in response to other crimes. But the LAPD supports the total abolition of citizens' right to keep and bear arms. They've been on record for at least 20 years. The police chiefs being federal puppets, they want the citizens disarmed, just like Chicago and New York City, while they run around festooned with weapons, and you've got three people killed, and only two of them police, and you've got cops dying every week in L.A. in car wrecks. I looked it up. And they are literally shooting up cars, shooting up women, shooting up men, beating people up, just freaking out in a total insane panic. Because more and more police, especially in big departments, are wannabe tough guys. They believe the sitcoms. They believe the dramas. They believe they're these superheroes. When cops get killed in car wrecks now, they'll have giant processions and all the rest of it. What about general citizens? Are we worth anything? And the answer is no. We just pay the paycheck. And again, I'm not even bashing police here. I'm saying, what is it with Air Force One and red carpets and the Hollywood stars going to banquets with the politicians and Nancy Pelosi having, you know, when she was Speaker of the House, Air Force Two that cost $10 million per trip or more? I mean, government has become this royal class while they're reporting record numbers of old people becoming homeless. McClatchy newspapers report shelters seeing more elderly homeless. We're going bankrupt. I mean, if you don't pay your property tax, and I know so many people who have a little bitty house with a little bitty backyard who are retired, who, by the way, are veterans, many of them, and the court comes and they take their house, and sometimes they try to squat in the house, and a SWAT team comes and says, come out with your hands up or we're going to storm it. And sometimes, you see it in the news, they kill the people inside. They will kill you. Kill you, because you don't really own that property. You pay a rent on it. And they're setting the economy up where it's impossible, if you're not a criminal, to live. The illegal aliens are above the law. A lot of the government people in California, the police get to run red lights even in their private cars. But so does the entire state employee force. That came out years ago. That over in the San Francisco Chronicle, that over a million of them, license plates cannot be read by license plate reading cameras and red light cameras. When it takes a photo and scans it, it cannot be read. So they run the toll roads, everything. They are God. They are Lord. They are King. This is what our founders went through. We know the police are king in North Korea. We know they're king in Mexico. If you're not cop, you're little people, to quote Blade Runner. We don't want to live in a society like that where the cops are above the law because they serve the mafia above them who's really above the law. We don't want to live in this gang culture. And we're seeing it in Los Angeles. Now, on the other extreme, people are saying, good, kill cops. Oh, yeah, kill their kids. I think it's sick. I think it's sick that all over Facebook and Twitter and CBS News and AP report like it's okay. Go, well, yeah, he might have got fired. It might have been wrong. He saw a cop kick a suspect, and so he killed the review board head's daughter, allegedly, and calls up taunting. I mean, that is so sick. That someone kicks someone, so you're going to kill people's daughters? And the general public, who's never probably been in a fight, never killed anybody for sure, never seen horrible violence, never seen dead kids in car wrecks, they're all wimpily on their computers going, good, good, kill their families. I mean, it is so sick how barbarous we're getting. But what do you expect? The TV says torture's good, secret arrest is good, dehumanize the Arabs. Dehumanize the Muslims, you know, glass parking lot them. You don't think that sick, aggressive, tyrannical military culture isn't going to come home to roost? And when the Civil War starts, which they're trying to start, I mean, cops, you want something to be afraid of, you better hide out when the Civil War starts. Because you're going to be an endangered species. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and
what's happening is we've been dehumanized. We don't have empathy for our friends and family when bad things happen to them. We certainly don't care about the person down the block. And the world is so busy and so frantic and so distracted, and we've all seen hundreds of thousands of simulated killings on television and video games and the culture, that people can't differentiate anymore between what's real and fantasy. And so the general public, by every metric, worldwide, is becoming more and more decadent. And this is a cycle society's gone through before, but the establishment is aware of human cycles and are on record in triplicate with the sociology, psychology, anthropology, the advertising techniques to guide all of this into a culture where it's really cool to not care about anybody but yourself. It's really cool to not be informed. It's really cool to be into being a failure and a loser and just not caring about anything. And if you do that with a hyper group of eugenicist-based control freaks, If you do that, they will eat your lunch. They will run all over you, up one side and down the other. Let me mention some of the other headlines I've got here, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls. Gold sellers in Houston must submit to fingerprints and mugshots. And I was down last week at the Piers Morgan interview in Katy outside Houston, and people are like, Alex, you haven't covered this. It's on the local news. And then I just forgot about it. And sure enough, we've got a link to local newscast, you name it, KTRK TV, you name it, where they are openly saying that when you go in, you get a mugshot and you get fingerprints to sell gold because they want to be able to shut down that commodity as a real currency before they fully implode things. And they're trying to pass similar laws all over the country. The feds are behind this. They've banned cash 2 years ago in Louisiana and secondhand sales. Everything you'd expect inside a prison is now what's being implemented outside the prison. Everything's being turned into a prison. And they use national security and security as the pretext to be able to take control of everything. In fact, the Austin police are saying, you know, no one can come into the Texas cemetery where people got their families buried, veterans, today, because we're burying the Navy sniper, the Navy SEAL sniper, Chris Kyle. And we're going to shut down all of I-35. This has been going on since 6 a.m. So for at least 6 to 7 hours, we're talking traffic back down to 30 miles an hour, they're reporting, on the most busy highway in the United States, and the most busy stretch of it is between Dallas and San Antonio, with Austin down on the southern leg of that. And they've got thousands of people on their motorcycles and their cars, whoever wants to join in. And again, the excuse to keep the press out and only have controlled press in is, oh, the security, the terrorist might want to strike, as if terrorists couldn't wait on the side of the highway. And I've seen state employees on the news by the hundreds and the state police and everybody parked along the highway all day just eating sandwiches like it's an outing or something. And that's what they're reporting in California, that they're not responding to burglaries, robberies, and hey, they're not writing tickets either. Doesn't matter. You just raise taxes on property taxes. They're just staying in their cars or staying in buildings, shaking in fear because one of their own is allegedly shot five people, killing three of them, two of them cops. LAPD crippled by Dorner search, limited response to other crimes. NBC LA, the manhunt for fugitive former LAPD officer and suspected murderer Christopher Dorner has taken a toll on Southern California police departments. What about a toll on the citizens getting shot by the police or getting beat up or coming up to checkpoints and having guns pointed at them? Hey, we don't count. We don't get red carpets. We don't get parades. We're scum. We just pay the taxes. Hundreds of officers are working on the Dorner case, not just responding to every credible sighting, but also protecting at least 50 families connected to the angry manifesto Dorner allegedly wrote. You know, the police say it's not their job to protect you, and it isn't. It's their job to, for the magistrates and for the juries and grand juries to go grab people. Oh my gosh, look at them on I-35 now. Looks like they're going 3 miles an hour. Oh, that's them leaving this morning. Going 5 miles an hour. Oh, my gosh. They may get here in 2 or 3 hours at the rate they are. And people are lining the processions everywhere, every overpass with giant American flags. And, you know, I wish they'd had processions for the troops dying and 22 committing suicide a day. I wish they would have processions on every overpass to stop using DU. That's a death sentence. I wish they'd have processions for not making the troops serve 4, 5, 6, 7 tours. I wish they'd have processions so that the major insurance companies in 99 wouldn't have done a deal with Clinton to steal the death benefits of the troops. But see, all that would actually care about the troops. When you get into tyrannies, the pageantry of the troops in Rome, you name it, gets crazier and crazier because it's about the state being God, the state being the hero, the state shutting down the highway, making a little people wait. The Queen of England, whenever she wants, she owns all the roads in London. Every day they routinely shut down random roads to teach everyone that she owns the roads and has the power. Sometimes she shuts down major rivers for a day and make ships wait just to exercise her power. In fact, I was in London a few years ago getting one of the tours, and they said this, and I'd read it, but I went and looked it up and found out they were still doing it. I mean, I knew they did it 100 years ago. Not that they, we can't go up this street today. The Queen has closed it to exercise her power. That wasn't the term they used, to exercise her right. And see, that's all this is you'll have police chiefs crying today. Oh, Chris Kyle got shot. And very suspiciously, by the way, and I'm sad he's dead. And I talked to the guy for 45 minutes once when I was on an Opie and Anthony show. Seemed like a nice guy. My issue is, I was very conflicted over the whole thing. You know, because I like Ventura, know he's telling the truth. And Chris Kyle, was he PSYOP? Was it somebody dressed up like Ventura? That's what Ventura thinks it might have been. Because he has all the witnesses, was there for a commencement. Why on earth would he say something like that? We never talked like that before. You know, Ventura thought I was doing a sick joke when I got a hold of him in Mexico to break the news to him. But the issue is, again, the police are just randomly shooting people's cars that aren't even trucks, shooting up white people who obviously aren't black, stopping black people, black women saying, if you're black, we're going to stop you. I mean, it is just crazy. And you'll see cops in L.A., the photos where they stand there with the machine guns, bugging their eyes out and acting like comic book characters, like they're real tough. I mean, it's just not what even soldiers have acted like historically. It's like a nation of little kids playing superhero. And that's what Dorner, if you look at his psychology, was doing. But, I mean, I remember 2 years ago they announced in Oakland they weren't going to respond to 35 crimes, including home invasion, robberies, you name it. But they're going to be there writing you tickets. See, the government has never been there to protect you. It's there to be sent out by our juries and our grand juries to grab the criminals and bring them to us who are in charge, the juries. So the citizens will sit because we are the people. We are the government. We are the sovereign. We're on top of the government. They've now moved it back where it's always been throughout history, taking us back thousands of years. From the leap forward of 1776, they've taken us back to government on top with the badges and the crowns, the fancy hats, the plumes, the red carpets, the helicopters, the jets flying over. And again, like cheese to a rat, they glorify troops, glorify police, glorify the culture so that people that want status and want to be superheroes imprinted by Hollywood, this is all on record by the psych warfare chiefs, they brag about it, will go enlist in the military, go enlist in the police to be these superheroes, to be these supermen, to become better than the general public. And then they're taught, you are better than the general public. The general public are dumb, and we're here to basically tell them what to do. And then now it's not even that. The general public are the enemy. They're out to kill us, and we're here to basically feed off of them. Now, not all police have converted to this, and not all departments, but this is what they're trying to convert to. So, gold sellers in Houston must submit to fingerprints and mugshots. Ron Paul files complaint with UN agency in fight over namesake website. And Fox News and others are criticizing Ron Paul, going, oh, you went to the UN to get your name RonPaul.com. That'd be like if somebody not named Alex Jones had my name and was operating and acting like they were me. And I'm not attacking the site that did it. I don't know them. That's not my issue. My point is that the UN has taken control of the Internet. Our government, the American people, our science created it, along with British and German scientists, if you really want to look into it, with some French scientists as well. But the U.S. funded it through DARPA in the 60s, 70s, 80s, went live in the late 80s to where the general public could use it. The history of the Internet's there. Al Gore didn't create it in 1991, like he said. Another one of his giant lies. I forgot. He's government. He can't lie. I'm a conspiracy theorist. I can't question a known liar. Okay, he invented it. Anyways, when Al Gore invented the Internet, I'm being sarcastic. When Al Gore said he invented the Internet, it was transferred from a private corporate system with the IPs. Now it's being fully transferred over to the UN, who says they want to censor it, regulate it, and control it. And so Ron Paul has this website that he wants to now have his website and his TV show and his film and his books and his magazine. It's all coming out. Okay, I can tell you that now. It's not official yet, but you're going to see a bunch of stuff announced in the next couple weeks. By the way, let's line Ron Paul up. Say for his big media launch, we want him to launch part of it here. So let's try to get Ron Paul on. It could be 2 weeks, be a month out. They need to get their website first. Okay? And so he's got to go to who has it. See, it's like they say, oh, Ron Paul votes against earmarks but then takes them. Well, yeah, if the money, he votes against the federal money and doing it and votes to cut taxes, but then once the money's already there, then he has it deployed to his district. And they call it hypocritical. That's not hypocritical. If the UN runs the internet now, and that's how you where you've got to go to get it back, he criticizes that and says that shouldn't be the case, but that's where he has to go to get his thing back. I mean, people got Madonna's name. People have gotten so many other famous people's names and even acted like they're them. And you know what? There's a guy in Ireland who's a realtor who has the website Alex Jones last time I checked. I never tried to take it away from him. He had it before I was even had a website. He had it like in 96. I got my website in 97. And I think I offered to buy it once and didn't even get a response back. But the point is that I'm not going to go to the UN and try to take it. And I probably wouldn't be able to anyways because it's set up on the old U.S. system, and it's very fair. The U.N. wants to get rid of that and say, if you're not using a site properly for what they believe, it's taken from you. So, see, all right, I've already digressed. I said I'd go to your phone calls. That's some of what we're going to be covering today. David Icke is coming up. TSA, naked X-ray scanners to be used in office buildings. LAPD's getting them. They're already being used in New York where we're without a warrant. They frisk you and then force you into one. I mean, just beyond North Korea. Man sues TSA for $5 million following peanut butter arrest. That's up at drudgereport.com. Over on the left-hand side column, 24 hours in a shell for joking about sandwich spread. That's a prisonplanet.com article. Let's go to Paul in Washington. Paul, thanks for holding her on the air.
How you doing, Alex? It's a real pleasure to talk to you on the phone. And you did wake me up, and I know you hate hearing it, but I'm going to say thank you like everybody else. You did wake me up and plenty of others. Prison Planet TV subscriber, and I get the newsletter. So that being said, as far as David Icke goes, I think you owe him an apology. And it's kind of like when you understand what you're talking about, it's an awakening, and it's the same thing with David Icke. And I don't think that you've given him necessarily a fair shake in that regard. You sort of sound condescending sometimes to him, and it's amplified over the air.
Well, I disagree with you, and I think that's how you're perceiving it. And I appreciate your call. About 13 years ago, I was in a World of Wonder British Channel 4, also aired here in the U.S. on cable show, Secret Rulers of the World. And they took one clip of me saying David Icke is a turd in the punch bowl because all the stuff he says can be documented except for the last 3 or 4%. And so I said I disagree with that. But that was out of context. I went on to say, but he gets people thinking. I think that's positive. The Jesse Ventura show. Edited, asked me about that. I said it, left it in kind of like I said that by itself again. So it's kind of a distraction and a diversion. I don't just believe these scientific reports, by the way, saying it's a simulation. That's their way of saying a computer simulation. That's their way of perceiving it. They see a force ordering it. I mean, they're seeing the plumbing in this thing. It's like walking up to a, 2013 Corvette with, all the biggest engine and everything and saying, oh, I think this just appeared in a parking lot. Now, obviously, intelligent designs behind it. They're seeing the plumbing now. And David has always described the universe as a computer hologram simulation. And so I'm getting him on, even though he's a controversial figure, to say, oh, well, what do you think about this? This adds more credence. I don't know how that then elicits kind of being condescending. When I say whether you love him or hate him, he's always thought-provoking. It's not like he's God or something. I mean, I'm saying whether you love him or hate him, it's going to be interesting. See, I don't think that's whether you love or hate Alex Jones. Well, I cover some interesting things. I mean, I say whether you love me or hate me, government's too big, tyranny's growing, we're in trouble, decadence is out of control. And so you said, you called it and thanked me. I just don't want to be thanked anymore because because I've heard it about a trillion times, and I want to thank you for being involved and listening, and it's frustrating because I have all these hopes and dreams that I can't even articulate properly, so I'm a very frustrated person. So people thanking me, it's like almost like, oh, you know, I want you to thank me when we start arresting globalists. All right, let's go to Tyler in Oklahoma. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I was just wanting to take a moment. Man, the stuff that you talk about with the psychotropics and everything, I honestly don't think people understand the severity of it. I mean, me, whenever I was younger, I could personally say that, you know, I've been on the psychotropics. I've been on Zoloft, Abilify, Adderall, you know, and back whenever I was younger, the key to a hyperactive child to get them to calm down was, hey, put them on Adderall. No testing. The school counselor could put you on Adderall. And, you know, once you take that stuff and everything, because you're basically forced to take it, you know, because of
disciplinary. Stay there. I want to talk to you when we come back and have you elaborate on what you're talking about here. And we'll do this next segment, the next, and David Icke joins us. But you're absolutely right. Look. I was a student aide my last year in high school. I think it was two periods a day because I'd finished all my other work. And all I watched was the school nurse put people on amphetamines.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Alex Jones here back live. Thanks for joining us. David Icke coming up in the next hour. How about the nature of reality, the mass shootings, the new world order, where he thinks it's all going. By the way, they've got motorcycle riders with the Patriot Guard or whatever they're called wrecking. You've got other accidents with I-35 shut down for Chris Kyle. Maybe they should permanently shut down I-35 just to respect him. I mean, just put pylons out there, shut it down. Maybe everyone on Earth should commit suicide as a sign of respect because it's government. And again, it's all about this drama queen society. It gets bigger and crazier and wilder. And now the police won't come out on the street in L.A. shaking in fear. And it's just government is going completely insane. While they treat the troops the worst they've ever treated them in modern history. Amazing. I want to go back to your phone calls here. We were talking to Tyler in Oklahoma. I don't know how old he is, but he sounds young. But he's saying in public school, this is what I experienced 20-something years ago, was the school nurse in between telling me how handsome I was, going, don't you want to go on these types of drugs? It's like speed. Don't you like drugs? And I said, no, I work out 2 hours a day. Do I look like I do drugs? And she was there, part of the school, just pushing. People go in there with a cold. She'd go, hey, here's the doctor's card. You want to go on drugs? I take it. Gets you really high. It's speed. And I would just sit there and watch this as I was in the office, running notes and stuff, coming back, watching. And that's just what America is. So, yes, the New Freedom Initiative, there's a big British study just came out 2 days ago. What, on Sunday? I saw Paul Watson covering on the Nightly News last night. It was in the London Guardian, where they're pushing drugs on little kids when nothing's even wrong with them, as if the drugs help you anyways. And it's the same thing here, the New Freedom Initiative. That's how crazy it is. The whole Prozac class, the whole speed class, absolutely screwing them up. And are we going to have a funeral procession for the kids that have heart attacks on Adderall and Ritalin and stuff, which they do? No. You see, government and the media decide when something's important. They decide when something needs to be seen. They decide. They decide. And it's about the control of reality while they steal the death benefits of the troops, while the IRS takes their houses. Every day I see articles where they're taking veterans' houses, and while they're ruining their lives, and while they're doing all this, and while they fight for the New World Order. Hey, we're having a big procession. And then shutting down public places, a giant cemetery, a big, huge public cemetery where people are publicly buried because, oh, well, a god is being buried. And people just lining the streets everywhere to see the hero. And again, if you ask them to line the street to see some guy dying of DU poisoning, oh, no, I don't want to hear about that. They just come out because now it's okay to be patriotic. Now we say it's okay. Go ahead and finish your point about public school, Tyler. What were you witnessing?
Man, whenever I was in school, the nurses, the number one solution, if a kid was, you know, hyperactive, number one solution, put them on Ritalin. And if Ritalin didn't work, you know, if Ritalin didn't, you know, calm them down enough, there were, or Adderall, they had Ritalin. And Ritalin, anybody who's ever been on it knows that you have to do blood tests and everything like that to make sure.
Oh, yeah, no. CPS workers just say your child is mentally ill. Because they're crying for mommy, we're going to put you on antipsychotic so you drool in the corner. When the two-year-old cries because they've been taken from mommy for no reason, they put them on drugs where their teeth fall out. I mean, I've shown photos of kids that have been in foster care 1 month. Their teeth fall out. I mean, they're zombies out of a zombie. And it's like, so what? We got a parade to go to, man. You know, the Founding Fathers is on, demonizing gun owners. You know, that's patriotic to get those gun owners. Totally sick. All right, Jim and D.C. and others, your calls are coming up, and then David Icke joins us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.